You have your Bibles. If you do not have Bibles, pull up from the pews. Luke chapter 24 and verse 48 says that we are the witnesses for Jesus Christ. Whatever has happened for him, we are the witnesses. So our vision for next year, the church vision, is Christ witnesses. We have to be witness wherever we have. Wherever we are, we have to be Christ witness. We need to witness for Jesus Christ. And our church also has a promise. The promise is from Haggai chapter 2 and verse 9. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 9. It reads like this. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty, and in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. Can we say amen? Amen. Now that is the promise of God. The promise of God is to bless us. The promise of God is to raise his people to a level where they can understand the plan and the purpose of God. Unless and until we understand the plan and the purpose of God, we will never do what God wants us to do. Therefore, vision is very important. Seeing is very important. Vision is very important, and seeing is very important in our life. Now, let me ask you, how many of you have a vision for 2014 in your life? How many of you have a vision for next year? No one has a vision for next year? Wow. If you don't have vision, you know what happens? Let's go to Proverbs chapter 29. Proverbs chapter 29. And verse 18, Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Without vision, people perish. They will never understand. They will never understand. Without vision, people perish. So if you don't have a vision, that means you don't have anything for next year. You will say amen for this year and you say, we are all done. Right? I don't have anything. Now in the night, after everything is done, what we do, good night and go to sleep. Right? Because you have nothing to do. If we do not have a vision in our life, then that's what is going to happen. Vision is a state of being able to see and to understand. Vision is a state of seeing and understanding what we have to do, what will happen, and how we need to prepare. Vision in our life is very important. Vision in our life is very important. And King Solomon very wisely he said, without vision, people perish. That means there is no hope and there is no scope for us. We need to have a vision. So how this vision helps us, when we have a vision, how the vision helps us. And I want today, you know, as you come into the presence of God, as we take the communion, I want you to listen to the word of God, and you need to decide what you want to do in the coming year. What is your vision? What is your desire? What you want to see in your life? What do you aspire in your life? These are very important things, because all these things will tell us where we are heading. Where we are heading. You know, when he has created you and me, God had a vision. God had a vision that he should create. He should create every person in this world. And we are all in the plan of God. We are all in the vision of God. God has seen. That's the reason the word of God says that before you were conceived in your mother's womb, before you were in your mother's womb, God has seen us. Psalm 139. It says, before we were conceived, God has seen us. God had a vision for you and for me. When we have a vision, we will have a plan. That's the reason Solomon says, without vision, people perish. That means there is no interest in our life. There is no interest in our life. So let's see, you know, how the vision works in our life and how you need to aspire for a vision and how we need to wait for this vision to be accomplished in our life. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 2 and 3 when you go. It's a minor prophet. Habakkuk chapter 2. And verse 2. For the revelation awaits, for the vision awaits an appointed time. It speaks about of the end and will not prove false. Though it lingers, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. The vision is not, it will happen immediately. The vision, it gives us a path to see, a vision which tells us to understand the coming situation in our life, how we need to prepare and plan. So therefore, the prophet says that write down the vision. Write down the vision. Number two, verse number two. In second chapter and second verse it says, then the Lord replied, write down the vision and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits, the vision awaits an appointed time. It speaks above of end and will not prove false. The vision will never prove false, but always it tells us. It tells us what is going to happen. You know, when we have a vision, there are four things we need to understand. If we have a vision, it will not happen at once. Because the vision, when you have something in your mind, when you say that God is going to bless me, when you say that God is going to take me from this place to another place, when you say my level is going up, when you say there is improvement in me, when you have a vision, what you have to do in your life, then there are certain things what happens. When we have vision, number one, vision gives us a direction. Whenever you have a vision, there is a direction for us. We walk in the direction. We are not vulnerable. Whenever we have a vision, we know in what path we will be walking. We know that wherever there is a curve, we know. Wherever there is a speed limit, when you see the speed limit, oh, this is 60. Then afterwards you're watching, it's 35. Then suddenly you'll come to 30. But you're watching. You know your road. You know the path where you're walking. So the number one, when we have a vision, there is a direction. Now tell yourself, do I have a vision? If you say, no, I don't have a vision, so speak to yourself and say that, what direction I'm going to be? In which direction I'm going to head? Three wise men, when they approached Jesus Christ, when they came to Jesus Christ, they followed the star. There was a direction. But in their heart, they had a vision. And they searched for that vision. It took years for them. But when they followed that direction, they have come to the place where they need to be in their life. Speak to yourself, my friends. We are happy that God has blessed us. 2013, we are blessed with many things, and we are happy that God is going to do more in our life. But which direction you're going in your life? Which direction you're heading? If you want a right path, you need to have a vision. You need to have a vision, a state of being able to see where you're heading. Number two, vision also gives you motivation. Vision gives you a direction to walk. You know where you're going, you know your goal. Not only that, but vision gives you a motivation. You should be motivated to do things. Many times you are down in your life, and when you don't have a vision, when you don't have a direction, then it is all waste. And therefore, vision motivates us. It encourages us, brings us. Number one, vision gives you a direction. Number two, vision gives you a motivation. Number three, vision gives you a creativity. What you need to do. Hello. Excuse me. Hello. Vision gives you a creativity. Tells you. Not only that. Vision also, when you fall down, it will encourage you to get up. You know, just now we were listening to the testimonies, right? And falling down is not a failure in our life. But when you get up and start walking, you will realize that you are on the correct path. And vision does that in our life. It makes us to see, encourages us, creates, and gives us boost, gives us strength, not to give up, but to walk in the path what God wants us to be. But you know, when you have vision in your life, there are many opportunities. God gives us many, many opportunities. Many, many opportunities God gives. But my friends, I would like to remind you, every opportunity in your life comes with obstacles. The opportunities in our life is not just opportunities you need to grab. The opportunities in your life are full of obstacles. How many of you like obstacles? Anybody likes obstacles? Nobody likes obstacles. How many of you like opportunities? Anybody likes opportunities? Everybody likes opportunities. But first thing, you need to learn to deal with obstacles. The very first thing, you need to learn to deal with obstacles, because every opportunity in your life and in my life, they come with obstacles. And if you want these opportunities, if you want to grab these opportunities, the very first thing in your life, you need to understand, you need to learn to remove these obstacles or work with these obstacles. Raymond Davis, American, but grandparents are from British. And after their death, they left a huge property. And this man went to see his property. And when he went to see his property, he has seen acres and acres and acres of land. And all these acres of land is full of rock. And he went, and he has been there for 1 month, and he was examining, and he was looking, and he was trying to do something. Then he says, this place is a rocky place. I cannot do anything. This whole property is a waste for me. And I came to this place and wasted 1 month. But you know, before coming, just few days before coming back to United States, he has called some people and said, I want to remove this rock. I want to remove this rock. And he hired people to remove the rock. As soon as they removed the rock, there was a spring coming out of that rock. A big spring coming out of that rock. And this man was stunned. And today, he owns that land. It's a resort. It's a resort. You know, my friends, there are opportunities in our life. It is not easy to obtain these opportunities. You know, whenever we think about opportunities in our life, we are excited, but not understanding beneath or above these opportunities, there are obstacles which are lying on that. And for that, we need to have a direction. For that, we need to have a motivation. For that, we need to have creativeness. Without these things, it will not happen. It will never, never happen in our life. We have a perfect example of a very godly man in the Bible. Joseph. Joseph is a very perfect example to understand vision, to understand opportunities, and to understand the obstacles in Joseph's life. God had a plan for this man. God has a plan for you and for me. But Joseph, to become a Pharaoh, it took his life. And you know, many times I have seen, you know, there are many prayer requests. Many times we also pray. When we are in need, we pray to God. And when we pray to God, you know, night we will pray and morning we would like to see the results coming out. If you don't get results in the morning, then you are disappointed, discouraged, and you'll start calling some people. You'll give up. And you, what you do is, you have a request, you will not pray, but you want other people to pray for you. Joseph's life is a perfect life, my friend. Joseph had a vision in his life to be in the presence of God. Joseph committed himself to the true God. And during this time, when we look to Joseph's life, he was sold. He was in prison. He was persecuted. He was forsaken. He was hated by his own brothers. Vision contains all this stuff. And that's the reason, you know, Churchill used a very good phrase. He says, never give up. Obstacles are inevitable. Quitting is an option. When you walk in faith, and refuse to quit, God guarantees your obstacles won't prevent your vision from fulfilling. When we have a vision, there are obstacles. But when we press towards our vision, God is going to give us strength to go through this. Go through every step in our life. You know, God works in a very mysterious ways. Saul becoming a Paul, and he has a desire to serve God, but every step he had an obstacle. Every step he was stopped. There were persecutions in Paul's life. And that's the reason he writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Shall we go there, please? Open your Bible. Second Corinthians chapter 4. By the way, 2 Corinthians, it's in New Testament. Don't search in Old Testament. Second Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 8 and 9. We are hard pressed on every side. We are all hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Now, these are the obstacles what we have in our life. In every way, there are hardships in our life. We are pressed from every side. But we are not crushed because God is there. When we don't quit, as the brother said, that when you fall down, get up and start walking. That means you are not quitting. But you have a hope. When we don't quit, now God comes into the picture. Joseph, he never gave up. Whatever circumstances he was in, always he looked to the Lord. Always he looked to the Lord and he prayed and thanked God. And Paul very well says that we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. When we look to the Lord, this is what happens, my friend. And that is the reason I said, no, vision always motivates us. Vision always makes us to look forward. In my life, you know, it was very hard to learn certain things. If after some time we are going to give you promise cards. This promise card, I have this promise card in my Bible for past 25 years. This promise card, I got it in 1988 when I was in the fellowship like this on 31st December. From that time onwards, I have this promise card in my Bible. But when I took this promise card, I never understood the verse. One of the brothers, he called me and said, can you please show me what you have? And he read it and said, let me pray with you. He was holding my hands, and I was just in tears. I was holding his hands, not understanding what is the call of God in my life. And this man of God prayed for me and said, brother, God has chosen you for ministry. Hold his instructions. Do not throw away his instructions, but stand still, for the past 25 years, no matter whatever came in my life, I just prayed and stand in the presence of God. There are many things in my life happened, but God has encouraged me and given me strength to stand and to be a witness for Him. And many times I used to pray for people whenever they are in problems, they'll come and pray. They'll ask me to pray. And this was my prayer. God, I pray that to take this problem from this family. That was my prayer. I used to ask God to take this problem or take this storm away from this family. In 2012, 11 and 12, when my wife was sick, and she was on the deathbed. This is the same prayer I prayed and said, Lord, please take this storm away from me. And you know, God answered that night. That night, as I was praying, God answered my prayer. And I could hear a feeble voice speaking to me. It says, my son, do not pray this prayer again. And I said, God, why? I cannot take this. I cannot go through this storm, oh Father. I cannot take this. And God said, every storm in your life brings God's blessings. If you're praying to God to take this storm away from you, you're asking God to take all His blessings from you. That made a lot of sense to me. I changed my prayer and said, Lord, I'm sorry. I will never pray that prayer, nor teach that prayer to anybody. But this is my prayer. Lord, take me through this storm and let me collect all your blessings. Because every storm in our life brings God's blessings. Even though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we are not afraid of things in our life. Because God is with us. Don't give up. Walk. We are pressed from every side. We are persecuted. But God is there. That's the reason. You know, when you read Bible very carefully, God promises what will happen to us. Psalm 129 and verse 2. Psalm 129. Psalm 129 and verse 2. They have greatly oppressed me from my youth, but they have not gained the victory over me. You know, many times when we have these obstacles, opportunities in our life, many times we think that we are going down, but God is there, my friends. He will take us from every storm. He will teach us how to work with our obstacles in life. Because every opportunity is given by God to us. We cannot just give up our opportunities, but we need to work for them. We need to work hard for them. Therefore, he says, you know, they have greatly oppressed me from my youth, but they have not gained the victory over me. That means God never gives us to our enemies. He will never allow our enemies to take over from us. He's always with us. That's the reason that was my prayer. Take me through the storm. Because I know that even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, you are there. You are with me. Because all you want me to go through this storm to pick up every blessing what God has put in this storm. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on their wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. When we look to the Lord, when we have a vision, when we have a motivation, when we have a direction, then the help comes from God who is in heaven. Help comes from God, and God will take us. And therefore, the prophet says that those who hope in the Lord, those who look to the Lord in their weakness, they'll be renewed their strength. They will soar on their wings like eagles. They will run and not grow. And they will walk and not be faint. This is the promise of God tonight given to us. And God wants to bless us, my friends. God wants to bless us. Do not refuse to surrender. Don't surrender yourself. Don't surrender yourself. But have a vision. When we have a vision, we will never surrender. And you know, whenever we have a vision, let me tell you something, we are always put to test. Before God blesses us, God will test us. Before God blessed Abraham, Abraham was put to test. He has to go through test. And so on. We will be put to test. And, you know, when we are put to test, number one, our faith will be tested. That's the main thing. Our faith will be tested before we obtain the blessings of God. It is not easy. You know, whenever God wants to bless you, He's going to test you. Without the test, you will not receive God's blessings. Because God wants to make sure that you will use His blessings in a very proper way. And they are very precious to us. Every blessing from God is precious to us. So before He blesses us, before He does anything for us, number one, you'll be put to test. You'll be put to faith. Faith is the biggest test in your life. And always faith makes you to look up. Fear makes you to look to yourself. When you are afraid, you will look to yourself because it comes from Satan. Fear always comes from Satan. And it will make you to look to yourself and say that this is not possible. But with God, everything is possible. And always our faith makes us to look up to the Lord. Because with God, nothing is impossible. There are tests which will happen. There are tests. Number one, your faith will be tested. Number two, your patience will be tested. Many times we don't like things, but that's where we have to tolerate. Our patience is tested. Tolerating, tolerance is important. Our faith is tested. Patience is tested. Our strength is tested. Our focus is tested. And our readiness is tested. And when we are tested, God opens the door. We should be ready to walk through that door. And tonight, are you ready to enter into 2014? But when you enter into 2014, I just want to remind you, do you have a vision in your life? Without vision, people perish. But where there is a vision, there is prosperity, there is a blessing. Not only there is a blessing, but you will be a blessed person. When you pray, do not pray to God to bless you. Because when I pray, God bless me, God bless me, God bless me, God bless me, I become selfish. But when I start praying, God make me a blessing. That is a very different prayer. And God wants us to be a blessing. And tonight, as we enter into the new year, God wants us to be a blessing. But the question is, do you have a vision? Vision which gives you a direction. Vision which motivates you. Vision which is a creativeness. Vision which gives you a strength to stand up and walk, never to quit. And it's going to be a challenging year for us. 2014 is going to be a challenging year for us. And if you don't have a vision, let's close our eyes. And let's look to the Lord. Let's look to the Lord and let's speak. The Holy Spirit is going to give us a vision, and you will be surprised, because God is going to give you a promise. God is going to give you a promise. That promise will reveal to you the plan of God in your life. As you prepare yourself, my friends, I want you to speak. Close your eyes, please. Everybody, close your eyes. Wherever you are, close your eyes. Lord, give me a vision. I don't have a vision, Lord. Give me a vision, because vision, without vision, people perish, O Lord. But I want a vision because I want a direction in my life. Motivate me, O Father. Create in me a new heart so that I may understand. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, O Lord, so that I may understand your direction. May I not quit, O Father, whatever circumstances I am in. But Lord, take me through the storms. Make me a blessing to people. May this coming year, O Lord, be a blessed year. Make me a blessing to many people, O Father. Lord, I thank and praise you, O Father, for every blessing that has been showered upon us, especially through your Son, Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses us, gives us vision, O Father, purifies us, fills us with your Holy Spirit, sanctifies us, O Father. Tonight, I pray that, Lord, every person who is sitting here may be touched by you, O Lord, and may they be revealed their visions, O Father, your plan, your purpose in their life. As you have blessed Joseph, O Lord, as you have blessed Paul, O Father, as you have blessed many of us, O Lord, I thank and praise you, O Father, for this night. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to be in your presence and to enter into this new year with the presence of God. We want our God, we want our Savior, we want our Holy Spirit to be with us. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let us prepare ourselves for the communion, and Pastor Will is going to lead us in the Holy Communion.
Let us pray together. The Lord's Prayer. Everyone praying together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. In the night of his betrayal,